This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, here we go. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO. Dave sends me a sheet with some good news items to discuss. I look for them. We come up with a combo. And I'm going to start at one that Dave sent me, which resonates with some, shocks others, and should concern all. How much you need to make to afford a new single-family home? How much you need to make to afford to buy a home? In 2019, this is according to a new report from Oxford Economics. It just sounds important, right? If it's Oxford Economics.
That's kind of economics people I like to talk to.
Yeah. Oxford. Sounds good to me. 2019, pre-pandemic, and for some, the salad days of the Donald Trump first administration. You know what it cost you? Household income? $56,800. You know what it is now, according to this study? Just a shade below $108,000. I'm not talking 20 years apart. I'm not talking 40 years apart. I am saying a household, according to the Oxford study here, needs to earn, let's just round it up, $108,000 to afford a new single-family home, pay the property tax insurance costs, right, in the third quarter of this year. That is almost double of, let's raise this up to, of $57,000. As the study points out, just 36% of U.S. households earn enough to own this home. Okay, that's 36%. In 2019, it was 59%. The least affordable U.S. metro region, San Jose. Did you see how much cost for the median home price in San Jose?
I'm sure it's reasonable.
$1.89
million. My goodness.
That's the median. That is the bleeping median. So here's what I want to hear. Are you in this business? Because my older boys were looking at homes the last few years, so I became a little bit more familiar because I saw some of the homes and was impressed by many and was like, this costs this much money? You're kidding me, right? Have you looked around at this and realized with the dramatic jump in insurance costs? Property taxes in some areas which have jumped dramatically. And oh, by the way, mortgage. Double, right? From under four to near eight. Have you dealt with this personally? Because $108,000 is very good money. That is, you're doing well. And this isn't like, you know, the mansion. This isn't the $5 million house. And so are you dealing with this housing situation? And also, when we're still dealing with the increased costs, where do the increased cost hit you most? Where do you see them either for a big purchase or a regular purchase? You sent me a story yesterday where it showed in some areas grocery prices finally coming down. I'm looking at that, like 7. And then at about 8, there was another report of inflation going up.
Yes, due to other things.
And so I get it. When the economy comes to a screeching halt all across the world, including here, and Donald Trump, I repeat, Donald Trump and Joe Biden are printing money. And clearly the last one, the Inflation Reduction Act, was the most controversial one for Joe Biden. I should add that, by the way. Larry Summers, longtime, well-respected Democrat on financial matters, who was critical of the Inflation Reduction Act. And many Republicans cited it at the time. Hey, here's your guy Summers. He's saying don't do it. And they did it. And there's a lot of data to show that that played a part in extending inflation. There are other benefits to it, but seems to be pretty indisputable. Couple things that played a part. And oh, by the way, our inflation numbers have come down notably more than most Western nations. But as we said a lot lately, even though that's true, if you're going to the grocery store, Dave, you don't care that Joe in Hamburg, Germany, is still dealing with inflation at a worse level. Doesn't make you feel better when you're paying for your eggs and say, hey, but some guy I might be friends with in Hamburg is paying 150% of this.
You don't poor know. Joe.
Yeah, poor Joe. I love eggs, by the way.
Any kind? Doesn't matter?
Well, I'm tremendous at the omelet.
Oh, I've heard you.
I have to admit. It's a curse.
Yeah, you're great at making a mediocre egg dish. Great.
Yeah, good for you and your hatred of an omelet is just, I'm getting Matt Gaetz on you. You're first, man. You're out of here. Gaetzy, I've come around to Gaetzy. We're pals.
Yeah.
Gaetzy. You're Mr. Big Scramble, aren't you?
Love the scramble.
They're fine. They're lazy. You know, you just pour the eggs in there and you start spinning them right away.
Lazy?
Right.
It's more work. You're just putting it in the pan. Hey, let the pan do the work. I'm just going to sit back here.
Lots of good ingredients.
Sip on my tea.
I don't just put just the regular omelet out there. I add elements to it.
Well, I add elements to the scramble, but I'm working the whole time.
Makes it sing. That's what my omelet does. Exactly. It's like Julie Andrews as Beyonce is right in the room with me as I'm making the omelet.
Sounds all right.
Right. So Larry Summers, by the way, that was a bit of the weave right there. Larry Summers, by the way, is hardcore against Donald Trump's tariffs. So if you're bragging about Larry Summers and the inflation situation, just know that Larry Summers is like, please, for the love of God, Donald, don't go with these tariffs. So it'll be funny how people pick and choose on Larry Summers. Wait, he's not your guy anymore? Isn't that or now he is your guy, but before he wasn't your guy? Isn't that convenient? You pick and choose. Which cost is still kicking you in the teeth right now? Which cost is even, let's say maybe you can afford it. Bravo. Good for you. But you're still like, are you bleeping kidding me? It still costs this much? Because for to have to make $108,000 from $58,000 to 5 years to buy a house in the third quarter, where it's pretty close to double. That's staggering. And if you want to believe in, you know, the so-called American dream, that's a part of the process, right? Your first house is not the $4 million house in Lake Minnetonka for 99%, right?
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Which cost is still hurting you? Or even if you can afford it, you're like, why is this still going on? 651-461-9226. I would love phone calls on this where you can elaborate. You can give us a little bit, maybe your frustration, your anger. Maybe it's your relief where you think things are better. If you want to text, that's fine also. 651-461-9226 on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Great tune. I'm a big fan.
Wonderful song.
Mm-hmm. Should we play it more? What's our limit where we get in trouble?
Not much more than this.
What's our theme today?
Do you know who's celebrating a big birthday today? 76 years old.
Give me a clue or two.
Well, he's 76. That's your first clue.
Thank you. I might need to narrow
it a little.
Lives across the pond.
Got a big house. Real big house.
Big house across the pond. Chuck?
King Chuck. Charles.
Chuck's only 76?
King Charles is 76 today.
Wow.
So
I thought he was older.
No, he's 76 today.
Yeah, I know. I just thought I was making an observation about my inaccurate perception.
Yes, and my response is, well, he's not. He's 76 today.
Thank you. I appreciate
November 14th, 2024.
That would really change the dynamic if I'm fine. And you just said, no, not correct.
King Charles is still 76 today. And so I went out and contacted a bunch of fellow kings, such as the Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
As you just heard.
Who is Leon anyway?
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And these are his kings.
Famous Leon 651-461-9226. Leon is the greatest addition to a television show ever.
He brings the ruckus.
He brings the ruckus. There's no doubt. I mean, on curve. Is there any doubt he's the greatest addition to a television show ever? An already established show, in my opinion, and I know it's an opinion, so I'll be corrected now. The greatest television show ever. When the Blacks showed up and Larry broke up with, who is it? It's a famous actress, but then Leon hung around for the last, about 5-6 years?
Yeah.
I mean, just phenomenal addition. That's number one. I got Leon Spinks, number two.
That was my only other one I could think of right now.
I don't have a lot of Leons.
Leon Lett?
Leon Lett. And when I think of Leon Lett, I think of the Thanksgiving game against the Bills, and he's holding the football down, and I think it's Don Beebe who catches up to him.
Wasn't he also the guy that on a Thanksgiving Giving game.
No, you're right. I'm getting confused. That was the Super Bowl.
Yes.
But then what did he do on the Thanksgiving
game? It was a snowy day in, Dallas, obviously.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
They were playing Miami, and there was a late field goal Miami had. It was blocked, and instead of just letting it go, and Dallas takes the ball, he goes over and tries to dive and slide
and
slips
Miami
in the
got
snow
it.
And
yes.
gets it. Miami
yes.
gets it and
That's
gets
correct.
In the end zone.
Yes. Famous Leons. Who's the greatest addition to an established television show? Are you looking up Leons right now?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of great ones, to be honest.
We probably should have more Leons in the world right now. All right, back to the top topics at hand. I mean, we got to go topics here. The value of my house doubled. Did the value of your house double in the last 5 years? My property, the scam of, well, for my property taxes purposes, has it jumped up? Not double, not even close to double, but has it jumped up? Yeah. Do I think I can get that amount of money? No. But I'm paying the property taxes that they assess me.
Well, there's that.
Oh, and you could appeal. Oh, yeah, that works out well.
We got tremendously lucky as far as timing to buy a house. We bought in 2011 when the market was, you know, at the bottom of the bottom at the time. And, I mean, it's been obviously 13 years instead of five, but our house value absolutely has doubled.
Really?
Yes.
Man, impressive.
Yes.
You're saying new family home, how much for an existing one? Well, it's all over the place, right? So it's hard to, I did not see that in the story, if I missed it. Had to buy a different car in September, so expensive, barely can afford it. More text. I've been in real estate for the past 30 plus years. For $300K, you're buying a fixer-upper with high interest rates, high taxes, insurance, homeowners. It's the truth.
Yeah.
My boys were looking at homes around $300,000. And I think they were really surprised. I mean, the first house I bought, $189,000. And that's after I'd been here a while. It's not like I came back here. I was making nothing the first few years, living in an apartment. And then got established with the fan for a couple of years and the Wolves. And, yeah, that house, I bet, is worth $450,000
now. Sure it is. Well, I look at the homes just around me in our neighborhood and think, there's no way. I just don't understand how any, you know, young couple, a young single person, you know, getting that first job after a couple of years looking for that first home, there's just no chance.
Yeah, no, you're right. I sold my parents' duplex back in 2018 for $425,000. 6 months later, I could have gotten it for $700,000. Save your money. Save your money, the texter's pointing out. I like a more relaxed breakfast. I'm not scrambling for anything. The cost of home and auto insurance has skyrocketed much more than anything else. Why do you think Trump won the election? Huge part of it. I mean, we talked about it endlessly. The economy and inflation, no doubt. Let's see. Eggs. My son and his wife like to buy a house, and they make just a bit over the new number you're talking about, but they wouldn't have the other discretionary income if they bought the house. Reading just a slew of your texts. I'm making more money than I ever have, which is under 80K, and there's no way I could afford to live alone. I need a roommate. Found a house in Anoka this summer for $238,000 with high interest rates and tax payments. It's almost $1,900. Insane. Costs are crazy. I paid $75 for a happy intimate massage last week. That's up 37% from last year. Leon Redbone. Yes. Leon Russell. Leon Panetta. Leon Jaworski. Thank you. My father, Leon Hills. Yeah, a lot of Leons coming out.
It's good.
None as impressive as Leon Black on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He is the definitive Leon. How about when Harris, the big surprise was going to be Beyonce, and then it turned out to be Leon Panetta? Was that the start of the downfall of the campaign?
I frankly don't really see a difference between the two.
Yeah, very, very similar. Rich Gannon. On this show frequently, former NFL MVP. his thoughts on Sam Darnold, his thoughts on the Vikings, and other issues related to the National Football League. Gannon next on CCO. 18 years in the league for this guy, Rich Gannon. Started with the purple, MVP, Super Bowl performance. He is still tremendous on the game. And he's one of us, Harrigan. I mean, even though he wasn't born here, he's been here long enough. Even when he was going other places, he still would come back. Rich, do you feel like you truly are a Minnesotan at this point?
Chad, I've been here since 87. You know, I was 21 years old. I was when I came out of college and moved into Eden Prairie and been here ever since. So I suppose I obviously have lived more of my life here in Minnesota than anywhere else. And of course, when you marry a Minnesotan, yes, you're not leaving.
Yes, that's correct. You get married, then you sign this pact. You are required to stay here a certain percentage of the rest of your life. You know,
it's
worked out rather well for you, to say the least. Rich is here on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's start with Sam Darnold. Right, Sam Darnold, I think even with the struggles of late, I want to get to those, but even with the struggles of late, I think he has exceeded most people's expectations. Do you agree with that, or were you more optimistic about Sam with the Vikings than some others?
Oh, no, I think I agree with you. I think he's exceeded everyone's expectations. You know, here's a quarterback that had some real struggles early in his career when he was with the Jets, went to Carolina. The same issues were the issue. You know, I mean, the turnovers and decision-making, Chad, you and I have had this conversation before. That was the problem with Darnold.
Yep.
And, you know, up until the last couple of weeks, he's been really good at that. You know, I think that, you know, that's where they have to reel him in right now. You look at what's happened the last couple of weeks. Five interceptions the last two games after five in the first seven games. And so right now he's got 13 giveaways, which is the most in the NFL. And that's why if you're Kevin O'Connell, you got to sit him down and just have a conversation and just say, hey, we've got to do a better job with the decision making and ball security. And I mean, there's a lot of positives though, right? His completion percentage is a career high right now. He's at almost 69%. You know, I think the passing yards per game this season, most in any season of a career, in his starting career, really good against pressure. He's thrown 8 touchdowns and just 1 interception when facing blitz this season.
He's great. I looked at some of those numbers today. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league against blitzes.
He's been really good. And, you know, so there's a lot of positives there. He's been really good when targeting Justin Jefferson this season. So, I just think that he's getting his team in a position to have a chance to win each week. You know, you look at the record; they're 7-2, and so there's a lot of positives, right? And then you just gotta fix some of the things like the decision making. And again, I think at times he's been a little bit aggressive. I think that, you know, you look at some of the interceptions down in the red zone, and we talk about the rules in the red zone. There's 3 things we don't do: we don't take penalties, we don't have penalties, sacks, or turnovers in that part of the field. So he's a smart guy, but I just think it's a question of Kevin helping him a little bit with some of the play calls and also Sam just being willing. See, Sam's like a lot of quarterbacks, Chad. He's very talented, and he's got great feet, very athletic. He can get out and extend great plays on his own, and he's got a really good arm. And I think, you know, a lot of these guys have a difficult time giving up on a play. Sometimes the best play, the only play, is to throw the ball away and lift another down. Punting sometimes is not a bad thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Especially with the way
Correct.
Your defense is playing. So I think just the maturity of understanding situational football, understanding the situation in the game, and just making good decisions and not trying to make every throw. You know, sometimes the easy throw and the easy decision is the best decision.
Well, you're as good an example as anybody the last 30, 40 years who felt like, hey, just give me the chance. And then once you got the chance, you kept getting better and better, right? And you laid it out so well with Darnold. He's had so many positive things, but those interceptions, those big mistakes, when you look at what's happened, he even had a fair amount of interceptions at SC his last year when he was a Heisman Trophy candidate. Is there a part of you that thinks that's just who he is and you just have to – you don't want to accept it?
No.
Never relent coaching him, but that's just part of who he's going to be?
No, so he had 39 giveaways in 26 games in college. So it wasn't just the interceptions. It was the ball security fumbles and things like that. So he goes to the Jets, and the same behavior happens, right? And there's no discipline, right? So he doesn't get sat down. They don't, you know, they just play him. They play him before he's ready to play. And then, of course, after a couple of years there, they run him out, and he goes to Carolina, and the same thing happens. And so it sometimes it takes, you know, Chad raising kids, sometimes, you know, we talk about, you know, discipline. Like, sometimes they don't understand when you correct them the first time. Sometimes it takes two or three reminders.
That's true.
And I think with a pro quarterback, like, sometimes you have to go through some adversity. You have to go through a bad situation, you know, basically getting kicked to the curb in New York, getting kicked to the curb in Carolina, going out to San Francisco and watching Brock Purdy play, and then finally coming to Minnesota, and there were no guarantees that he was going to be the starter. Then all of a sudden he gets this opportunity, and he's taken advantage of it. And of course, he's got a chance to make a lot of money at the end of the season. But most importantly, they've got to finish the season strong. They put themselves in a great position at 7-2, and they got a chance to win a division. And all he has to realize is, I got some great players around me. I think, you know, and not only that, but I think a favorable schedule, Chad. Check this out. Last week they played a backup quarterback in Mac Jones. This week, they've got a team that's struggling on offense with Will Levis. He's been a turnover machine.
Yep.
And then the following week, they've got the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
They're going through all kinds of issues. Caleb Williams, they've had eight scoreless quarters in three games. They just replaced their offensive coordinator. So when you look at the schedule,
the way
the defense is playing, it's ideal for the Vikings to finish the season strong and win the NFC North.
You're going to hear why Rich Gannon is so good at this. Rich Gannon is with us. It's 42 past 12. There's been a lot of talk this week, Rich, too, about the approach that Jacksonville took, where it just split safety. Let's put these two safeties deep. They did it, I think, just under 93%. The most any team has done that since they've been tracking that, and that's to try to slow Jefferson down. So where is the balance for Jefferson, any frustration he might have, Darnold, O'Connell, when you have this magnificent football player and you want him more than just as a decoy? When you force it to him, when you just say, fine, we'll just run the ball, we'll throw it to Hockenson. If you just want to give these things to us, we'll do that over and over again and eventually feel like we can get you to change, and that's when we'll go back to Jefferson.
Well, I think, you know, we say, well, how do you defeat two deep coverage? The easy answer is you run it, right? You run the ball well, and then you force them to bring a safety down, and you start to get them to play single high safety. I think you got Aaron Jones who's playing really good, Chad. I think T.J. Hockenson, you know, the ability to attack in the middle of the field. And I think the other thing you have to preach is patience, right? When you talk to the offense and say, hey, look, we're going to have to be patient. You know, not every play is going to be a home run. We're going to check the ball down. We're going to be efficient. We may have more 10, 12 play drives. We're going to get Justin Jefferson his touches. We're going to do some creative things formationally with different personnel groups. We're going to move him around a little bit. We'll get him into some bunch of sets and some stack releases. We'll get him his touches. And so the message to Sam is, hey, look, just be patient. Just get me a completion. Just get the ball to the hands of the playmakers and let them make the plays that are there. And I think that's the kind of – you know, that's the kind of patience you need as a quarterback. Hey, the shots are going to show up at some point. You know, we're going to have some opportunities. And the message this week is, hey, look, it may be a lower scoring game, but our defense is going to keep the scoring down. I mean, look what the Vikings have done, Chad, defensively. I mean, they've allowed 17 points or less in six of their nine games. They lead the NFL with 15 interceptions. They held Jacksonville to 143 yards of offense. And, oh, by the way, the team they're playing this week, they can't score.
No.
And so, you know, but now, I'll say this, the team that's playing this week has got a really good defense. And I think people say, well, wait, hold on a second. What are you talking about? Yeah, the Tennessee, they're number one in total defense. They give about 273 yards a game. And the problem is they're on the field all the time because their offense is so bad. So, you know, they're one of the lowest-ranked teams in scoring defense when they lead the NFL in total defense. So they're on the field a lot, so they can be had, and you're going to be able to get some takeaways because Will Levis, as I said, is an accident waiting to happen.
Are the Lions or the Chiefs the best team in football?
I think right now the Lions are because, you know, I think that offensively they're just rolling. I mean, the offensive line's great, the quarterback, with the exception of what he did last week. But to his credit, Chad, he still found a way to finish off
when
that
he had
game
to do it late.
Five interceptions. Only three quarterbacks have done that since 1990. So I think, you know, it just shows you who he is. And they've got a great tight end, they've got great receivers, and they've got two really good backs in Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. So I think their defense has played a little bit better without Aiden. With, you know, even without Aiden Hutchinson, they're still playing some pretty good defense. And of course, they get Za'Darius Smith. So, you know, I think they're. Here's the thing I'd say for the Chiefs: they have not played their best football, and yet they're the last undefeated team. So that tells you a little something about who they are. They got a really good defense. They made a big play in the kicking game. And I think this is eerily similar to what we saw last year. Like last year, the issue was wide receiver. They just weren't playing well. And all of a sudden, they kind of they got into Thanksgiving, and all of a sudden, they started to find their rhythm a little bit offensively. Of course, the defense held everybody in the postseason to like 16 points or less. And then, you know, they win games. And so right now, you know, you get DeAndre Hopkins, who can really help them in third down the red zone. They're starting to get healthy. They're starting to get some players back at the running back position and at wide receiver. And I just think that they're gonna be a team to beat here in January because they know what to do in tight games.
This is Rich Gannon. You can check out Rich Sirius. He's available so many places, including on Twitter, Rich Gannon 12. I'll just read a part of your tweet from a couple days ago. 30 NFL head coaches have been fired in the last 4 years. And the reason why is a lack of production at the quarterback position. So let's zero in on that because you mentioned the Bears. You know, Caleb Williams was highly touted. And, you know, they have good wide receivers, but it's a clown show right now. You talked about how many quarters they don't score. I mean, he's getting worn out, and it's his first year. And there's story after story like that. Now, the Bears haven't had a good quarterback in 100 years, so that's an exception. What can this league do? What can owners do to hire the right coaches to truly find out if their quarterback is as good as they initially thought when they either drafted him or signed him as a free agent? Because there's too many damn quarterbacks, you know it, 1,000% better than me, who you think, hey, he's going to be really good in that situation. And about 2 years later, the coach is fired, and sometimes the quarterback is just so worn out, we never find out how good he might have been.
A couple of things. I think the evaluation process is very inconsistent. I think some teams do a better job, Chad, evaluating who are the players at that at any position, but particularly at the quarterback position. It's a hard position to evaluate. And then once you get them into your building, whether you draft them or whether you sign a free agent, once you get them into the building, can you develop that player? And we see a lot of teams that don't do a very good job of that. In fact, we see a lot of teams draft the quarterback first overall and then fire somebody. Like here's a great example. 2 years ago, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they drafted Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
During the season, they fired the head coach.
Yeah.
Last year, Bryce Young gets drafted first overall. During the season, they fired the head coach.
Yeah, right.
This year, you know, the Bears draft Caleb Williams. During the season, they fire the offensive coordinator. So, yeah, you constantly have change around these guys. It's a total clown show is what it is. I mean, there's a disturbing trend. When I was playing, we weren't firing coaches during the season as much. We weren't firing coordinators. You look at the Jets this year, they fire the head coach, replace the offensive coordinator. Look at Chicago, they replace the offensive coordinator. You look at the Raiders, they fired the offensive coordinator. You look at Cleveland, they Kevin gave the core play calling duties over to Dorsey. New Orleans, they fired the head coach. I mean, there's just these owners, they're brilliant brilliant businessmen. They know how to make millions and millions and billions of dollars, and yet they don't know how to run a football team, so many of them. And that's why if you have a good coach and you have a good quarterback, it's this business is terrific. But if you don't, it's so hard to you know, it's you're better off selling life insurance because somebody's going to get fired, Chad, when it's all said and done. I mean, that's what's happening. You look at the Chicago situation. Look, let's be honest. It's not going to end well for Matt Eberflus. They fired Shane Waldron. They replaced him with Thomas Brown, who doesn't have any experience. He called some plays last year after they finally fired Frank Reich.
It's so perfect for the Bears. Help? I mean, honestly.
How does that help the young quarterback, though? Think about that.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. And that's what you see. And by the way, if you're the Packers, if you're the Vikings, you love it, right? You love somebody else in your own division who's making horrible decisions.
Speaking of a clown show and somebody should be selling life insurance, we got a friend of ours, Steens, who's got the biggest rabbit ears on planet Earth. Okay.
You hit it. Clown shows should be selling life insurance.
That's it, man. I mean, did you play with him this year where, you know, like you're two holes away and he told you to keep it down when he was over a swing, as we both have witnessed before?
Very sensitive. Very sensitive. You talk about rabbit ears. I don't know that. You know, I don't even, when he's putting, I don't even breathe. Yeah. I just hold my breath. Yeah. I don't even, you know, I don't stare. I don't do anything. Of course, yeah. You can't have a cell phone in your hand.
No.
That's a no-no.
No, because what he'll do is he'll be over the putt, he'll step away and he'll just give you that stare. He'll give you that stare, you know, and then you're then according to him, you have to apologize.
How about the stare to the group two holes over?
Yeah.
He looks at the guy who's laughing. He gets him to stare like from the following fairway. Are you serious?
I'm going to send him maybe a LinkedIn for a life insurance business. I think that's really where he's headed to go.
I think he's doing pretty well. I don't think he needs any help.
No,
I think he's doing good.
Fine. Hey, right now, he's probably at Cypress Point. So who are we to say? All right, my friend. Be well. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Rich Gannon, 51 past 12 on CCO. Red One Review. This is with The Rock and Chris Evans. Zero star. $250 million this movie costs? Are you kidding me?
Not cheap.
When's the last really good movie from The Rock?
Oh, boy. It's been a minute.
It's been more than a minute.
Yeah.
He's no longer guaranteed as a star anymore, right?
Not. There was the one a year or so ago, Red Notice, I think it was called, with him and Ryan Reynolds and Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot?
Just brutally bad.
Yeah.
I gave it about a half an hour and said, yeah, that's enough for me.
Honestly, text me the last good to very good Rock movie. Because for a long time, even though they were kind of borderline, there was just a persona about him that they made a crazy amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Dog after dog after dog. I don't think he needs our help. I think he's fine. But, hey, Dwayne, how about a movie we actually can watch? Just a reasonable request. Tom Heffelfinger on Matt Gaetz, Attorney General. Is that really happening?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.